This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, the Throne Room Parish, Transcorp Hilton, Abuja. Be blessed as you listen.
I just had a message in my spirit. And it says, write it down. God is able. God is able to do just what he said he would. He's gonna fulfill every promise he has made. And say, don't give up on God because he will not give up on you. He is able. And that message kept coming. I just thought it was just for me. Said, no, write it down. Because tomorrow in the throne room, you're going to deliver the message for the person that is meant for. So I quickly wrote it down. And it's a song. It says it's a song. I should sing it. I was even thinking, when we come to minister here as maybe offering or whatever, you're not allowed to sing a song. That's the training we have as ministers here. So I was even telling the Holy Spirit, so how am I going to sing this song now? If you're asking me to sing a song, just then Pastor Tunde called me. I said, woman of God, you're the one who is going to be speaking tomorrow. Then he said, do you have a message? I said, well, I just wrote down the song that God gave me now for somebody. So he said it. I told him what the message was. He just said, yes, God is able. God is able. So I'm just here to encourage somebody to tell somebody that God is able. I want you to help me. Can you tell your neighbor to your right and to your left that God is able? Mashaka tayeda brakadose brendehe embrede masunta. As soon as he told me you're the one, I said, okay, that means no sleep. We did go out fishing yesterday, so I didn't even sleep at all preparing for that. So the last time I slept was 3 a.m. the day before. I told Pastor Tunde, just like me, I can never come to the altar of God and just speak what I got from Google or from what I got from anywhere. It must be from the Holy Spirit. And I said to him, that means no sleeping for me. He said, are you sure, woman of God? I said, no sleeping for me. If God has told you to tell me, then who am I? It's a privilege to be the mouthpiece of the Almighty God. I said, don't worry, Pastor. I won't sleep. So I told my husband, there is no sleep tonight. He just said, Oh, he prayed for me this morning before I came out. I haven't slept. I had to stay awake to hear what God has for somebody. I didn't hear you tell your neighbor that God is able. Can you turn to your neighbor and say, God is able? Turn to another neighbor and say, he's going to fulfill all he said he will do. Turn to another one and say, don't give up on God. Turn to another one, say, he will never give up on you. Hallelujah. That is the word of God for somebody. Says, I should tell you that he's able. He is able. He is able. He is able. He is able. And he's going to fulfill every single word he has spoken to you. He will never give up on you. So don't give up on him. And I'm taking my text from Numbers 23 and verse 19. So we're going to read. Thank you, Jesus. Numbers 23, 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Tell somebody again, God is not a man. Truly today, God is using you as a minister of the gospel. God is using you. You may think you're not a pastor, but right now you are a pastor where you are sitting. Because God is using your mouth to tell your neighbor that he is not a man that he should lie. Our husbands can lie to us. Our fiancé or fiancée, whatever, can lie to us. Our girlfriends can lie to us. Our boyfriends can lie to us. Our mothers can lie to us. Our fathers can lie to us. Many pastors lie to their congregation. Our pastor does not lie to us. Yes. And God is saying to tell you that I am not any of those lying people. I do not lie. When I speak a word, I watch over that word to bring it to pass. God is not a man that he should lie. So God is saying, stop looking at me like I'm a man, because I am not a man. Have I said it? Will I not make it good? Every word he has promised is good. Every word he has promised is true. Every word he has promised is real. And he's saying, hold on to my word. Because I am not a man. I am not your boss who has been lying to you. Your boss has been lying up and down. But God says, I'm not your boss who has been lying to you. I am God. When I speak a word, I mean it. When God says it's our month of switch, he means it. When God says it's our month of overturning and overturning and overturning on it until he comes, whose right it is and whose turn it is, he means it. Is it your turn to receive promotion in your office and they're turning you up and down? Receive your promotion right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. God cannot lie. He is not a man that he should lie. Neither is he the son of man that he should change his mind. Oh, message version puts it this way. God does not change his mind. He's not given to lies. He does what he says. Whatever he promises will come through. What has God promised you? I want you to look at your neighbor again and ask that your neighbor, what has God promised you? Tell that neighbor, it will come true. What has God promised you? What has God promised you? It is surely going to come true. In the name of Jesus. Has God promised you marriage? And you're heading to 52? It will come true. How do I know it will come true? Because it has happened before. A friend of mine got married at the age of 52. And I was in London to attend that wedding. God can never lie. He is not a man that he should lie. There are so many people that went ahead of you and you're thinking they're better than you. No, they are not. It's just a matter of time. That promise will surely come to pass. I say that promise will surely come to pass in the name of Jesus. Everything that the Bible says about God is true. And that is the reason why you must never give up on God. God is faithful. 2 Timothy 2 and 13, if you can help me, it will be faster for me. But what does this amplified version of it says? If you're faithless, if you do not believe and are untrue to God, he remains true. Faithful to his word, faithful to his righteous character, because he cannot deny himself. His name is faithful. His name is faithful. Faithful is a person. And that is the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. When he says a word, he means it. When he says he will prosper you, he means every word of it. I never even knew that we were going to come into this place. Do you know that this is where throne room started, this particular hall? I came to the Congress Hall. Everywhere I was confused. What's going on? I didn't even know that we were here. When I came here, I sat down. Hi, God, how is this going to happen today? The Holy Spirit reminded me of something. This is where we started. And you know, it's because of you that God brought us to this place. Because he wants to tell you something. He wants to make you realize that this thing is real. That he is able. And what he has promised he will do, he will do. In this hall was where throne room started and I was here. And how did I come here? The Holy Spirit told me in my house that I'm going to be part of a church called the Upper Room. I was new in Abuja. Didn't know anybody. My husband is a Catholic. So we were going to the Catholic church. But the Holy Spirit had told me that you're going to a church called Upper Room, RCCG. So I was looking for, I don't know anybody in Abuja. Where is RCCG? I didn't know. But one day we came to Hilton because my husband likes to play squash in Hilton here. So we came, we saw Pastor Isaiah, who is his colleague, his junior colleague. So we said, what are you people? They said they are coming from Upper Room. My heart just skipped, Upper Room. As they were talking, I just told my husband, let me just go to the bathroom. I ran up to this place. I ran up here. Upper Room was in this place. Upper Room, RCCG Upper Room was here. I couldn't believe it. I told the people at the front desk there. I said, God has told me I will worship here, but my husband is Catholic, so please, you people pray for me. until the fullness of time so that I can come and join you. One of them held hands with me, your friend that is in Canada right now, Sister Mo. She held hands with me. She said, I agree with you. In the fullness of time, God will make it happen. So we continued to go to a Catholic church. Then I asked them the time of the service here. They told me that the time is 8 o'clock or so. And that's the mass we go for, 8 o'clock. So I told the Holy Spirit, but you told me that I'm going to come here. So how are you going to do it? Go and walk in my husband, because the hearts of princes and men and the palms of the Almighty God, Proverbs 21 verse 1, turn around his heart, and so that everything will be reorganized so that I can fulfill what you said will be. And God did it. Within a short time, my husband suddenly said he doesn't like the 8 o'clock mass again. That he now likes the 12 o'clock mass. I said, oh, that is perfect. That's good now. We can be going for the 12 o'clock mass. Then I just begged him, sweetheart, please, can I just be going to Redeemed for 8 o'clock? He said, sure, you can go. And that's how I started coming here. And guess what? The very first day that I stepped into this hall, throne room had just been bettered from the upper room. Throne room had just been bettered. So I came in here thinking I was in the upper room. I saw Pastor Tunde preaching vigorously. I saw one other slim lady walking up and down the hall. I was just observing everybody. Hey, then I said, this pastor is so passionate. God, it looks like he's not married. Please give him a good godly wife that will not lead him astray from the call. First, I was praying all that prayer for him. So Sunday, the next Sunday, I came to church thinking my prayer. Then I saw him looking at Auntie D somehow. I said, is it that they are married or what? Maybe. Oh. Then I asked somebody, is he married? He said, that's his wife. I said, oh my God. Okay, God, give them children. It doesn't look like they have children. I started praying again for children. One day I saw three boys running up and down around them. I said, what are these? Who are these boys? They said they are children. And they even have another girl. Oh my God. And I prayed. I said, okay, God, they have all these things. Send them helpers. And that's why you are all here. I said, that's why you're all here. Can somebody give God praise and glory? At the time that these things was happening, many of you were not here. Even the assistant pastor was not here. You were not here. Maybe Sister Moyes was here. Mommy was not here. Many helpers, all these media people, many of them were not here. A lot of the choir people, many of them were not here. But today, see what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. See what the Lord has done. Can somebody help me and sing that song? What we've been waiting for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. Sing it again like you mean it. I say, see what the Lord has done. Hallelujah. See what the Lord has done. What we've been waiting for has come to pass. See what the Lord has done. That is the testimony of throne room. And from the very first day I stepped in here, Pastor Tunde saw me. He said, something tells me that you're not supposed to be an ordinary member. Please, please come and help us with the work. You'll be sitting in front. Come and be one of our ministers. I tried to dodge. Every time I dodge, he will send them to go and bring me again and put me there. See what the Lord has done. This place was just okay for us. There were even some empty chairs. But see how God has done it. If anyone had told Pastor Tunde that out of, there were just six of them that started this parish, that today we'll have over 3,000 members. He believed it. That's why it came to pass. And that's why God is saying to tell you that God is able. And he's going to perform every single word he has spoken over you. He will bring all of them to pass. Don't give up on God, because he has not given up on you. It's just that there is time for everything. That's the encouragement that God is bringing to you this morning. Don't give up on God, because God watches over his word to perform it. He watches over his word to perform it. He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. If he did it for the throne room, you're part of the throne room. He has done it for you already in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, Hebrews 13:8, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Who do you know that God has done anything for before? Please, can you tell me? I just said he has done it for throne room. Has he ever done anything in your life before? So because he has done it before, he will do it again. That's what God is saying. Don't give up on him. Why are you giving up on him? He has done it before. He's more than capable of doing it again. And do you know the biggest thing that he has done for us before? He gave his only begotten son, Jesus, to die on the cross of Calvary for us. The Bible says in Romans 5, verse 6, 8, and 10, while we were helpless, verse 6 says, Jesus died for us on the cross of Calvary. While we were enemies of God, verse 8 says, Jesus died for us on the cross of Calvary. Hopeless, without hope at all, Jesus died for us on the cross of Calvary. And look at what Romans 8 and 32 says now. If God could do all of that for you and I, how would he not also, through Jesus Christ, do much more? He died for me when I was a sinner, a hopeless sinner. On campus, I was a hopeless sinner. On campus, if there was a party happening and that party is life and me, I'm not there, then that party is a dry party. I was Miss Hot Legs of campus. But God spared me and allowed me to get to my youth service days. And guess who God positioned to lead me to him? It was an adulterer. Our camp commandant. He was dating one of the youth coppers. And that youth copper used to like to go to her room to go and eat her soup because her soup was very sweet. We're only two of us serving in Hadel and Enik Owerri. So two ladies, the rest men. But she used to cook so well, Ofu Owerri, very sweet. Afang, very sweet. And every time I'll go to her room to go and eat, but then she started dating this camp commandant, a married man, and they will not let me come and eat the food again. When I go, the door is locked. So this particular day, I said, let me go and try my luck again. When I went there, the door was just opening and this, our camp commandant was coming out. As soon as he saw me, he said, ah, Linda, how are you? I said, I'm fine, sir. He said, I have this invitation to invite you to Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship. Would you come? I said, I'm a jobless copper. Why not? I will come. So I took the invitation from him and he went. I entered there and ate the food. Anyway, so Saturday came, I went to the Full Gospel. When I got there, lo and behold, the adulterous man was one of the people on the high table. But guess what? I didn't judge him. I just said to myself, wow, so this man is busy committing adultery. Meanwhile, he's a member of the Full Gospel, very active on the high table. I said, okay, no problems. And the word of God came. I don't know what the man of God preached. Whatever he preached, the power of God convicted me so badly. I cried till I could cry no more. And as soon as they said, if you want to give your heart to Jesus Christ, come out. I didn't come out. I ran out. I ran out with tears. I wept, and that's about 33 years ago plus. And there has never been any looking back for me. Of course, as a young girl, you backslide small. I was backsliding, you know, until I got married. That's why I married my husband. You know, I married him. Then when I had my third child, I noticed it was my house girl that was seeing all the visions and the dreams. I said, for how long will this continue? How can the house girl be the prophet of the house? No, I have to take my place. So I took my place. And now my daughter is 27 years. So I can say confidently that 27 years till today has been ever shining glory. The path of the righteous is as a shining light that shines brighter and brighter unto that perfect day. There's never been any looking back for me. I know that God is faithful. I am not telling you that I've not passed through the waters. I've not passed through the fires. I have passed through the waters. I have passed through the fire. I have even gone to prison. I have gone to prison. But how did I get to prison? Not because I'm a bad person. No. I'm an angel from heaven, as a matter of fact. But I went in there to set the captives free, obviously. My business took me to detention. Selling foreign exchange, and my staff stole 58.6 million naira of my customers' money and disappeared. He put a wrong instruction and took off. And that was how I found myself in the EFCC place. I spent 2 nights there. But it happened that I was even preaching, because I was preaching in Lagos as well. And the Holy Spirit kept telling me, you will pass through the fire. You will pass through the water. It will not drown you. That's what God is telling to somebody now. You will pass through the waters. You will pass through the fire. It will not drown you. He says he will be there with his rod to protect you. He was telling me that as I was preaching to the people that morning. It was an early morning fellowship I used to pastor in Redeemed as well. And then suddenly after the fellowship, my phone rang. Come to EFCC. I reported the case to EFCC because of what my staff did. But the bankers that were involved, one of them had an uncle. So he used his uncle to turn everything around. And the uncle now decided to arrest me, the person that complained. So 2 days. But I was already fasting, you know. Dry fast. So as soon as they called me and they said they're going to detain me, my husband in Abuja here, only me with my 5 children in Lagos. But I just told God, no wonder you have spoken to me ahead of time. God is able. He's going to fulfill every promise he made. I don't know where you are. I don't know the dark corner you have found yourself in. I don't know the trouble that is threatening. And God is saying, you pass through the waters, you pass through the fire, I will deliver you. All he's saying is, trust me. Trust me, I will do it. What I told them in the EFCC is that you people will soon know that I serve a living God. You will know that I serve a living God. And I left it at that. I was put in that detention and I came there to set the captives free. Every one of them immediately, wasn't long, everyone, of course, calling me pastor. So why are you here, everybody, giving their stories? By the time I told them about my staff stealing all that money, they abused that staff. But in the night, some of them were crying. Why are you crying? This one, her husband is a 419. The husband left her there in the jail when he did something. They came to carry her. Left her there and wasn't even asking after her. I mean, she has 6 children in the village. But I spoke to her. I prayed for her. The very next day, she was released. Another one wanted to commit suicide. I said, if you commit suicide, you're going to hell. You have to give your heart to Jesus Christ. Give your heart to Jesus Christ. Tomorrow, go and talk to that man in charge of the detention, whatever. I'd never even seen that detention place before, somewhere in Ikoyi. And that's exactly what happened. It was her boss that committed the offense. They came to carry the boss. The boss wasn't there. They carried her. For 6 months, she was inside that place. The boss disappeared. But God used me. I spoke to her. She went. The favor of God located and they released her. And that was how everybody was released except the hard cases. And I told God, for those 2 days, nothing is entering my mouth. I'm already doing dry fast. So nothing is going to enter my mouth. I cannot be in this kind of environment. I've done the work already. By the second day, the whole of EFCC themselves, they were the ones running up and down, my husband, everybody. And they got me out of that place. And this was the confession of the EFCC people. They said, they were asking me, please, who are you? We want to know, who are you? For those 2 nights that I was in that place, God withdrew their sleep. And that's what God is going to do to that boss who is troubling somebody here. God is going to withdraw their sleep. They will know no sleep. They will know no rest until they give you that which belongs to you. We already prayed that prayer. God will overturn it and overturn it and overturn it and overturn it and overturn it until he comes. Whose right it is to have it? It is your right. You're getting it right now in the name of Jesus. They didn't sleep. One of them that was talking to me carelessly, but one told me, you are a woman of God. I've been observing you. You're a woman of God. The one that was talking to me carelessly, God struck him with a strange disease. This is my testimony. I will not stay on the altar of the Most High God to flatter. But this is what happened to me. God struck him with a strange disease. I came out there. They came with their own mouths to come and be confessing to me. But that was how I went through that valley of the shadow of death. And God is saying, whoever you are going through that valley of the shadow of death, I am able. I am able. I'm going to fulfill the promise that I have made. I am not man that I should lie, neither the son of man that I will change my mind. What I've said I will do, I will do. Just trust me. The Bible says that they that trust in God shall be like Mount Zion that cannot be removed. It says they looked unto him and their faces were lightened and they were not ashamed. You will not be ashamed in the name of Jesus. Can I hear your very loud amen? I say you will not be ashamed in the name of Jesus. That is the word that God is telling me to tell somebody. He says he's not a man that he should lie. He did it for Abraham and Sarah. He will do it for you in the name of Jesus. You know that Abraham was 75 years old when God promised him that he was going to have a child. And that promise only came to pass when he was 100 years old. But what was Abraham doing? I want us to read that one. Let's go to Romans 4. And we'll read. Read from verse 17. Romans chapter 4. And that's what God wants you to be doing too. Because he's able. He's not man that he should lie. He says, this is the promise to Abraham. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be as though they were. Who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. Is somebody hearing God? What he has promised is also able to perform. That was the stand of Abraham. Abraham believed God. Yes, he made a mistake by going for Ishmael. But he repented. And he waited on God. Job 14:14 says, I will wait until my change comes. God is telling somebody, wait, because surely your change is coming. Don't go for Ishmael. Ishmael brings a lot of sorrows. Don't go for the option B. Wait on him. He says, wait. Because surely your change will come. Abraham waited. So the same God that did it for Abraham and Sarah, he says he will do it for you in the name of Jesus. And look at Joseph. Joseph was 70 years old in Genesis 37 and verse 5. When he had that dream. But the dream only got manifested in chapter 41. How many chapters after? Four chapters after. And within that four chapters, see what Joseph went through. Pit, slavery, prison. Finally, it came to pass. God is saying to tell somebody, you're just at the verge of your breakthrough. So hold on. Tell your neighbor, hold on. Don't give up. Don't give up. Are you a young girl? You're thinking, I know I'm getting old. I'm getting to 40, whatever, or 50. Who says? God is able to do what he said he would do. He will perform that word in your life. Every eye will see it and follow you to dance and give glory to God in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at somebody like Sarah now. The Bible says, in the fullness of time, let's read it, Genesis 21. And that's the word of God for somebody. Genesis 21, I'll read 1 to 2, and then 5 to 6. It says, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did to Sarah as he had spoken. If God did it for Sarah, God will do it for you. Please, can somebody confess? Put your name right there. And the Lord visited Chichi as he had said. And the Lord did unto Chichi as he had spoken. See manifestation. For Sarah, verse 2, conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age. at the set time of which God has spoken to him. Somebody shout a very big hallelujah. Verse 5 says, Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born unto him. And Sarah said, God has made me to laugh so that all that will hear will laugh with me. Can somebody laugh? Ha, 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 ha. Can you just laugh? Ha, 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 ha. As you're laughing, that laughter becomes real. Can you laugh? Ha, 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 ha. Can you laugh? You're not laughing. Ha, 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 ha. Somebody laugh. Ha, ha, ha. Is that how you're going to laugh when God gives you your manifestation? Is that how you're going to laugh when God gives you your Isaac? Is that how you're going to laugh? Somebody laugh, oh, and join your neighbor to laugh, oh. Some people are frowning, they are not laughing. Can somebody laugh? If your neighbor is not laughing, just shove them like this and say, laugh, because your time of manifestation is almost here. Laugh, laugh, son, laugh. Love, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, I love that person laughing over there. Mashaka terebos. Engrede masotari abracadosa. Nembrede masotari bracazokata. Even that dream that looked like it was never going to come to pass at the age of 17. And it took how many years? 13 good years. For Joseph to see manifestation. I don't know what dream you have given up on. Don't give up. Don't give up. God said it. He will bring it to pass. Every dream that you had and you wrote it down in your journal and it hasn't come to pass. Today when you get home, command that dream to wake up. Say, dream, I speak to you in the name of Jesus. Wake up! What is the dream? Right here in this hall, I can look around and I can see so many people that had dreams right here. At that time, there's somebody staring at me right now that had a dream that was like impossible to achieve. But as we speak right now, that dream has come to pass. As we speak, she's an international lady doing great exploits. I can see another lady over there. You wouldn't even know. These are young people, young girls that came into the throne room. Having dreams. Some of them are my friends, so they shared those dreams with me. That's how I know. So I'm looking at them right now. I'm looking at them right now. The dreams came to pass. And like joke, these young ladies are having millions in their pockets. From people that didn't have 50,000 at some point. Now they are rolling in millions. God is saying that dream, don't give up on it. It will surely come to pass. In the fullness of time. And this is the fullness of time. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because of our time, I'm going to quickly run and tell you some steps we must take if we must see things coming to pass in our lives. And it has to do with that woman with the issue of blood in Mark chapter 5. We may not be able to read all, but I think we should read also. Because the word of God is where the power is. The word of God is sharper than the two-edged sword, piercing to dividing asunder the soul and the spirit, the bone and the marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So Mark chapter 5, I'll read verse 24. And Jesus went with him. He was talking about another person that needed a miracle from Jesus. So Jesus went with him. And much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things in the hands of many physicians. All that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she heard of Jesus, came into the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Verse 29, manifestation came. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. Verse 33. But when the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, she came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. Four steps that we must follow to have our manifestations. Some of us have been on the same mountain of believing God for a certain thing for too long. Deuteronomy chapter is it chapter 8 now? And 1 and 2 talks about the Israelites. A journey that should have taken 14 days. 14 days took them 40 years plus. Because it was in the 10th month, or is it 11 months, that they discovered, it was in the 11th month that they discovered that God said, you have circled around this mountain for too long. It's time for you to move forward. So God is saying to somebody, this miracle manifestation has not come this way because you're not doing this. What are the four things you must do? You must say it like that woman said. She said, if I can. First of all, remember she heard about Jesus. She heard the word. And God is saying, I am able to perform that word that I have spoken. So she heard about the word. Jesus is the word. She heard. So she said it. If I can but touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. She said it and she did it. So she didn't only say it, she took action. So somebody, God is saying, it's time for you to take action. Then, thirdly, she received it by faith. So she received her healing by faith. The Holy Spirit is here. The Holy Spirit is here to heal all manner of diseases in our midst. All you have to do right now is to press in and receive your healing. The Bible says, Jesus was teaching in Luke 5 and verse 17. He was teaching and the power of God was present to heal. That Holy Ghost is that power of God that is present right here to heal. And many were healed. This woman, the power was present because Jesus was present. And she said, if I can touch. So she touched, she received her healing. Number four, she told her healing. So she testified. She testified. If you follow these four steps in every aspect of whatever it is you're believing God for, whether it's material, whether it's spiritual, whether it's financial, you will surely have your results in the name of Jesus. What are you saying? The Bible says you will have what you say. Mark 11:23. If you say to this mountain, be thou removed and cast into the sea, and will not doubt in your heart, but believe you have what you say, you shall have whatsoever you say. So what are you saying? Say it. The word of God you have gotten, say it. Are you saying the word? How many of us go home and say, this is the time for all those words that Pastor Tunde gave us for the month of November? How many of us are confessing it? Say it. The woman said it. And she got it. Because you shall have what you say. So she said it. She received it. She received it. She said, I will do. How many of us even have notes when the word of God is going to say, I will do this when I leave here for my change to come? And do you do it? Because your action must match the words. If you're saying you're believing for this and your actions are saying contrary, then it will not work. And God is saying, there's a particular word that God gave me and I want to read it exactly the way he said it. If you don't do it, it will not be done. Until you do it, it will not be done. Say it. Do it. Do it. Do it. I remember how I started my buying and selling business in this Abuja when I was new. What will I do? I didn't want to do foreign exchange again after the 419. I just wanted something. It was on a billboard of one of these telecommunication people that I saw. Think big, but start small. Start something today. And immediately I went out and I started something today. Even the ministry I had, the same thing. God said, start it. Immediately I stepped out and I started that ministry. So God is saying, step out. Take action. He told Moses, tell the people of Israel, let them move. What are you waiting for? Move. Exodus 14:15. What are you waiting for? Why are you here crying out to me? So you're just praying and praying and God is saying, move. It's time to move. Tell your neighbor it's time to move. Do something. He even told Joshua again, except you put your leg in Jordan, Jordan will not part. So put your leg and you'll see it will part. Put your leg. Shall we just rise up? My time is up. most importantly this morning, if you're not born again, this is the time to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Don't even joke around with it. Don't joke around with it. Tomorrow may be too late. If you know you're not born again, I want us to just close our eyes and just begin to talk to God about the words he has spoken to you. Those are the steps. Remember, no matter how much you hear the word of God, if you don't put these four steps into practice, he says it will not be done. Your prayer, your gathering, every time you just be circling in wrong place forever and ever. That will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. So it's time to put to action. It's time to say, I want to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I want to do it. I want to step out by faith to make him to come into my heart as my Lord and Savior. If you're watching me online, wherever you are, in all the overflows, and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, just raise up your hand. Masakataya Baba, raise up your hand. I repeat this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross of Calvary for my sins. I believe you are God. You died, and on the third day, God raised you up. I ask you today, come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my personal Savior. Take over my life and use me for your glory. Holy Spirit, come and live in me and teach me the ways of God in the name of Jesus. If you gave your heart to Jesus Christ, make sure you go and see the people at the foyer. Give them your details. They have special gifts for you and they want to pray for you. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. The power of God is here, present to heal. So if you're sick in your body, just begin to release your faith right now. Release your faith and receive your healing. If you don't do it, it will not be done. Say, I am healed because I'm in the presence of the healer. I am in the presence of Jesus Christ. So I am healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, rapa parakatos, engreme setori ebrakados, embredeya satari ebrakados, efrendeya zokotori ebrakadaska. Just receive your healing and don't forget to come and tell it. Tell it. Tell it. Tell your testimony so that another person can receive their healing. The testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ is the spirit of prophecy. So tell your testimony. Don't hide it. Tell it. The woman fell down and told the whole story. Exactly how it happened. Tell your story and give God the glory. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We worship and we adore you. We have heard you, Lord, that you're able to do everything you have said you will do. Because we know your word can never fall down to the ground. Your word goes and accomplishes results. Let it accomplish all the results intended to accomplish in our lives. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen.
We believe you have been blessed by this message. To download this message, please visit our podcast at The Throne Room on your handheld device or computer. For any inquiries, call 08087-000004 or visit the Life Center at number 20 Colorado Close off Thames Street, Maitama, Abuja. You can also visit our website, www.rccgthroneroom.org. You are highly lifted, highly favored. Thank you.